Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
And now, I am so excited because now we get to our next two guests, and it's always fun to hear what people are doing. I've never heard of anyone doing this before. 15 times Ironman triathlete, helping women like find that power in themselves. Jen Roulon with JenRoulon.com. Tell us what you're doing, how you got here, how you're doing it.
When I first came into the idea of wanting to do an Ironman triathlon, and if you don't know what an Ironman is, it's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-marathon run. I was 17 years old.
All and linked together, right? You have to do them all in a row.
Yes, you have to do it in one day.
Like a day between each of them.
No, yeah. You have to do it in one day. You have to be done in 17 hours. Yes, no nap in between. So you have to have that done in under 17 hours. But I was 17 years old when I saw that. And so in my entrepreneur world, I became a triathlon coach, a run coach, a cycling coach, and that was like the biggest thing that I did. I did 15 Ironmans. It really became my life. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I swam, I bike, I ran, and I repeated it every single day for all these 15 Ironmans, you know. But when I retired from the sport in 2019, I knew I wanted to make a change for myself. I remember running at Ironman Florida in 2019, and I looked out to the ocean and the Gulf at Florida and Panama City Beach, and I said, all right, big man, I said, I need two things from you. Either one, I go to Hawaii again, I do the Ironman Hawaii in the World Championship, or number two, I have the best race of my life and I'm done with Ironmans. So I crossed the finish line and I had the best race of my life. I asked my family, I said, where was I in the placement? And I was seventh in my age group, and I knew I wouldn't get to Hawaii because I had to be first or second in my age group. And I said, I'm done. I'm done with Ironmans, and I ended it on 15 Ironmans.
Wow.
So people think it's great, but sometimes I think it's a little crazy, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a lot of training. I mean, how many hours a week did you train?
Oh, my gosh. It was a part-time job, probably 15 to 20 hours at one point. Especially getting ready for Hawaii itself.
Yeah. How did you keep your body going? Like, did you get to drink and eat it, like, while you were running or anything? Like,
yeah, you have to. You know, you have to, because you're burning the calories, and then you have to consume the calories. So in the swim, during an Ironman, the swim, you don't eat. But I was consuming about 240 to 250 calories per hour on the bike. And then when I went to the run, I was consuming about 200. If I didn't do 200, I was probably hitting that wall that you all hear about, that it was like I was walking or struggling and stuff like that.
So were you eating Snickers bars and Fritos?
No.
Darn.
You know, I think in the
that
very,
would make it all worth it.
Right? In the very beginning, I think I was just sort of eating whatever I wanted to eat type of thing. But then as I had to get strategic to get to Hawaii, I had to be like a mad scientist, you know, to really hone in on my nutrition for the race day and pre-race too. So 2019, I knew I was done with Ironmans. I mean, it was hard on my body, 15 mm-hmm. of them. I was hard on my relationship with my ex-husband and I. Like, we were both triathletes. It was very hard, you know, like, and a lot of people are like, how'd you all do it? It's like, well, did we, you know, like it was hard, and it was hard on our bank account too. But would I go back? Yeah, heck yeah, I would go back. You know, because that taught me a lot of how I run my business. And then, you know, the grit and the mindset of an Ironman athlete has now become how I coach women mm-hmm. to becoming the best version of themselves.
So how did you develop the right mindset for the Ironmans? It's obviously something you built up to over
Absolutely.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you find it within yourself to hit the track every day, hit the bike every day, hit the pool, or you know, whatever your workout was? How did you develop that?
I think when I started seeing the results, when I started seeing, oh, you're getting a little bit faster. Oh, you're starting to develop a little bit more power in the bike. Oh, the swim. You could swim for hours, and then, you know, you're not going to knock out a big chunk of time where you would on a bike and a run, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that I talk about, or that I want to talk about with entrepreneurship. It's all about the consistency. It's not like, oh, I need motivation. I need drive. No, it's about the consistency of like turning off that alarm at 5 o'clock in the morning going, oh my God. I remember moments of days of just sitting at the end of the pool, staring at the water going, okay, get in. Okay, get in. Okay, get in. And sometimes it's, you know, you would do that even in your own business, right? You'd stare at the computer. It's like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next type of thing. So, yeah, I think it's the consistency. Once you get going,
it's okay, right?
Yeah.
So how do you encourage other women to reach deep inside themselves and find the strength that you found in yourself?
So I don't expect my women to do an Ironman. Like, I'm like,
that's
you know,
good.
No.
That would reduce the
Appleton
pool a little bit, right?
Yeah. So for many years, I started my business, Jen Roulon, coaching triathletes and really having triathletes, runners, cyclists. That was my jam. 2020 happened, right? Bam. Nobody was racing because nobody was doing, they weren't doing races. So I actually had a publishing company reach out to me and ask, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I just started working with women. I just sort of threw that out there. They're like, oh, you want to start writing? You want to write a book? I was like, sure. So all of a sudden I realized, because this was after I retired from the sport, I'm like, all right, there's a lot more women going through major life changes than there are triathletes right now. So it really jump-started that. And so now how I work with women, I have four pillars. Movement, whether you're doing Zumba, walking, surfing, Pilates, strength training. I'm a big advocate of strength training, especially for my women. You know, past 40, you have to get out there, even women and men. You know, that's something we talk about. Movement, metabolism. So we really talk about nutrition piece and really focusing on our macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and your fats, water intake as well. Also, we talk about meaning. So really finding that why, going back to that why, and then also mindset. So those are my four pillars that now I teach women to do that same thing.
That sounds really amazing. Have you found the transition to coaching athletes, to coaching in a more general way, a challenge?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I think a lot of my triathletes have that goal in mind. They know they're doing the Ironman, right? They know their goal is to cross that finish line.
Very clear, right?
Very clear.
You know exactly what you're trying to get to.
Yeah, but if there are women that are trying to lose the weight, I've heard women say, oh, I don't want to be the chunky mom. I want to be the fit mom. It might take a little bit longer, you know, and that is very hard because they want it to happen right away. And I'm like, y'all, I qualified for Kona. I told my grandpa when I was 17 years old, I said I was going to go do the Ironman in Hawaii. 28 years later, I did it. So I'm going to live anyway. So I have to teach my women, hey, y'all, like it's a lifestyle, not just a crossing the finish line, I'm done. Like it's a constant.
I love how you declared a vision to your grandfather and you made it a reality.
I did.
Years later. One thing that I'm sure you do, like in your coaching, I hear what you're saying too, is that when you coach people who are, let's say, non-athletes, right? Envisioning still, but challenging them to envision themselves as athletes gives them access to do some unique things, I believe, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe like bending time, managing energy, getting quality sleep, like all those things happen. If you challenge every one of your clients to be an athlete, even if they don't see themselves as an athlete, that I find very inspiring.
Very much so. Yeah. Even I've had some of my triathletes always grew up not being an athlete. I never considered myself as an athlete growing up, even though I was softball player, cheerleader. But I never considered myself an athlete until I crossed the finish line to my first Ironman.
Do you have a story, a success story for one of your clients you can share?
Currently, I'm working with this one client of mine, and she has been very successful in her work, very successful in life itself, but she started realizing like she wasn't finding the meaning, she wasn't finding the motivation. And so I encouraged her to start moving. So we got her in the gym 3 times a week, strength training consistently, walking, running 3 days a week. And then we started focusing on the nutrition, the metabolism piece. And then we started going into the mindset, really digging deep, because she was sort of like, why am I here? Like, what's my motivation? And then as I've been working with her for probably almost 2 months now, and she said to me just recently, and I get emotional thinking about this, she's like, yeah, some of my friends, I went out to dinner with them, they noticed a different glow about me. And I said, why? She goes, because of you. And I said, no, because of you. You started recognizing who you were through movement, your mindset, and your meaning.
This is Jen Rulon with JenRulon.com. Exercise is a huge piece of it, but how do you get people to change a mindset?
Affirmations. I remember talking to the same woman during my divorce. I said to her, I remember I couldn't really look at myself in the mirror. You know, I was the one that asked for the divorce. I'm very transparent about that. But I felt shame. I felt like I wasn't worth anything, like that type of thing. I was going down that rabbit hole and I had a hard time looking at myself in the mirror. So then I started looking at myself and looking at my eyes saying, I am worth it. I am beautiful. I love your eyes. And once I started getting into that process, and that's what I've challenged a lot of my women, and the woman that was like, now she's glowing, you know, I said, all right, this is something I want you to do. And I know it's going to be tough. I want you to look in the mirror and start seeing the things that you like about yourself. And that was I think that's been a really big monumental thing, not only for myself, but for my other women as well.
So, Jen, what's the risk that you took in your life that you feel like was the most worth taking?
Putting down the wine glass. I am 6 years sober.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the best things I've ever did in my life. Now, it also took off a mask, right?
You were an Ironman triathlete.
Mm-hmm.
Were you consuming a lot of alcohol?
Well, and that's just something, this is a conversation I have with my mom. She's like, it sounds like you were drunk on the floor. I'm like, no, not at all. I had 2-3 glasses of wine, you know, 2 glasses of wine during the week, and then maybe a little bit more, 3 on the weekends. Then the next day I would go out and ride 6 hours. Like, wow. How did I do that?
So wasn't there part of you that said, well, you know, I'm just going to work it off? Or did you always kind of worry that maybe it was hurting your performance in some way?
I never thought it was hurting my performance until I stopped 6 weeks prior to my last Ironman, had the best race of my life. And I knew I needed to be done with alcohol.
I know you coach extraordinary women. So I'm sure stepping into being a coach, you've had to like optimize and look at yourself, doing the mirror work, all of that.
Absolutely.
Did you also have a peer group around you of people who challenged you, other women who reminded you each day that, hey, you're going through this transition in life. You've got to step up your game. Did you have like a good community of people around you in Costa Rica or virtually?
Right. Mostly virtually. I think a lot of my girlfriends, you know, they were mostly in San Antonio, Texas, where I lived for 25 years before I did move to Costa Rica. But then I had a lot of people in Costa Rica that saw me for me and didn't see me for the 15-time Ironman triathlete, the author, the speaker. I felt like maybe I had this image that I felt like I had to hold, but the people in Costa Rica, they ground you.
So we have to wrap the segment up, but before we do, what is the name of your book?
Yeah, it's an older book. It's Self-Motivation Strategies for Women. You could find that on Amazon, but I do have potential to have a new book coming out on January 11th.
Great. Wow. And then do you work with people virtually?
100%. That's all I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been virtual before virtual was cool in 2013.
Okay, good. And you're taking new clients?
I am. I'm taking new clients. And I am super excited. December 7th through the 13th, 2025, I am doing my first retreat in Costa Rica called Rise with the Tides. And currently I have 6 amazing women who are joining me, and I can't wait to bring on more and just celebrate womanhood and life.
Okay, and last but not least, can you spell your name and website?
Yes, Jen, J-E-N, Rulon, R-U-L-O-N, and then it's Jen, J-E-N, R-U-L-O-N.com.
Excellent. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer, Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator, Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant, Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse, Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.